مرحبا يا شباب ومرحبا يا صبايا، كيفكن؟ شو أخباركن؟ Now, in today's lesson, I'm going to teach you how to read and understand the BBC Arabic newspapers. I'm going to introduce you to the method that I am now developing on my Patreon page, where I am uploading at this moment all the lessons from absolute beginners to advanced level. And today I'm going to share with you one of these techniques to help you read and master the media Arabic. I think learning media Arabic is very important after, you know, being able to speak, Levantine Arabic, spoken Arabic. So all I need from you is the following. One, I want you to have some solid foundation in Arabic reading. It's very important. And I also want you to repeat after me the headlines I'm gonna show you now. So make sure you listen and stick with me to the end. So let's get started. خلينا نبلش. The first headline is السلام في الشرق الأوسط يواجه عقبات كثيرة لكن استمرار العنف غير مقبول. Now try to repeat after me and don't worry, I will break down the keywords in this text in English, okay? But now just repeat. السلام في الشرق الأوسط يواجه عقبات كثيرة لكن استمرار العنف غير مقبول. One more time. Make sure you are repeating. السلام في الشرق الأوسط يواجه عقبات كثيرة لكن استمرار العنف غير مقبول. ممتاز. Now let's look at the keywords in this headline. السلام, peace. الشرق الأوسط, Middle East. يواجه, it's a verb, to face. عقبات, obstacles, plural, and singular is عقبة. استمرار, continuation, it's a noun, and comes from the verb استمر. العنف, violence, it's a noun as well. And غير مقبول, it's a kind of a phrase actually, which means unacceptable. Now, let's look at the text in English. See how it is done. Peace in the Middle East faces many obstacles, but the continuation of violence is unacceptable. And finally, here, I made sure to write it for you in English phonetics, just in case your reading is not that good at this moment. So, السلام في الشرق الأوسط يواجه عقبات كثيرة لكن استمرار العنف غير مقبول. ممتاز. Now let's look at the grammar note at this particular headline. So we have the feminine plural in Arabic. We saw that in the word عقبات. So just to remind you that in Arabic, to form the feminine plural, you typically add the suffix at to the singular feminine noun, like عقبة, عقبات. And finally, we have the Arabic word غير, pronounced as غير, is a preposition that translated to other than, except in English. It can also be used to negate or deny something. Like in that example, غير مقبول, unacceptable. غير مقبول. ممتاز. So That's all for today, guys. If you want to master the Media Arabic, so make sure you join my Patreon page. I'm going to also upload the PDF of this presentation with extra information as well to clarify any points you have about this headline. So this is the first kind of strategy I am presenting on how you can master the Media Arabic. I believe we should approach the Arabic language in micro focus, and that's what I'm doing. I'm starting to teaching you first the headline, at the same time making sure the grammar also being taught where it is necessary. So if you like this video, make sure to subscribe and also go to my Patreon page and become part of this new project, 2024 project. And hopefully together we're gonna master the Media Arabic. وسائل الإعلام بالعربي ومنتهية.